Blog Talk Radio.
Always here for the motherfucking shit, Addy. Text your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, back on the air, for another installment of the show. Always here for the motherfucking shit, Addy.
The advice to chimneys in the world. All the chimney knocking down at the door. All of the bitches taking to the floor. Jimmy, give me more. Jimmy, give me more. I can tell now what you want to know. Are you here for it for the motherfucking show? All these elements, why should I waste them? All of your bitches, give them a taste. All this fun now, who should I give it to? Which one of them should I pick? Or I've now step in the shoes of an oversized cunt. Now, giving you all of this, what you really want. Cooking, cleaning, all of the pleasing. Body grooming, nigga, I'm feeding. Bad bitch, I'm hibbering, ready for the show. Pass me the blunt so I can grow.
That's your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, back on the air for another installment of the show. Always.
Listen, now stop, we into it. No playing in my face, get into it. We're here, we stepping on the floor to it. Get up, get down, now move to it. Now every head a little man bends you in. This is what I wanna see on the merry-go-round. I'm a bird in my ear, fly to the element. All this pussy never celibate. Oh!
So I don't know where the children is at tonight, but we are live, and we are here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. You know, the show must go on. girlfriends, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we are live back on the air for another installment of the show. When you enter the building, make sure you hashtag I'm here for the motherfucking shit. This is another installment of Petty Mondays, April 8th, 2019. And I'm always here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. We are here to recap everything that has happened from state to state, coast to coast, and from region to region, honey. We are here for the shit, bitch. It was Gay Pride and motherfucking Miami, Florida this weekend, honey, where they had the pop-up ball, honey, that happened and had happened in Miami, honey, okay? And my sister from another mother was down in Miami, honey, popping it, dropping it, and thotty-ottering it like it was hot, honey. Miss Jason Bridges, honey, that bitch was down there in Miami, honey, bitch, being real nasty and freaky down in Miami, honey. So, you know, she got all the tea and all the drama that happened down in Miami, honey, because she was pop-dropping and locking like it was low down there in Miami, honey. I was seeing all her little nasty-ass posters that she was making about Miami down there, bitch. So, you know, she's going to have the tea for us, honey. Because I missed my flight down to Miami, honey, okay? Miss Jason Bridges, honey, La Beja, you're live on the airwaves with us.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Hello, hello, hello.
So are you done drop, popping and locking it like it's like you're 20?
Ooh, no, I still got a few more in me. Literally.
Oh, you still got a few more in you, honey. Well, baby, all the way from the Windy City, honey, okay? My sister from another mother, honey, okay? My sister, my brister, my brother, honey. You know, it's this motherfucking Amaya Khan, honey. The legendary one herself, honey. I don't know if she was pop-dropping it. Yeah, she was pop-dropping and locking it like it was low in motherfucking Chicago this weekend, Miss Sankar. I seen her pictures up. So, you know, she was out on the streets this weekend being a Tatiana as well, honey. Amaya, you're live on the airway.
What's up, y'all? Hey, Jason. Fuck you, Kelly. I'm It was nice weather here, so I was just out enjoying my fish or whatever.
Yeah, bitch. It get hot, bitch. And the thoughts come out, honey. The thoughts come out at night, honey. The thoughts come out in the daytime, bitch. You can't let these hoes out in the street when it get hot, okay?
Because
they start thotting on and all over the place.
We all can't have husbands like you.
Oh, well, you know, things happen, honey. Hold on, we got a caller so early in the show. Hold on, let's see what they want. 347-309. You're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays. Are you here for the shit or are you just here?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh. How the fuck is Lola Legendary Realness?
Oh,
you said what?
How does Lola... Ms. Vahe, Legendary Realness. Hello.
I don't know, honey. You gotta ask.
I need answers.
You said what?
They
I need
answers.
She is not Legendary Realness.
Oh, well, grand prize, $3,000 once again to the House of Ms. Vahe. Congratulations to Lola on your win for Legendary Fame.
Wow,
Legendary Realness.
Wow.
Hello.
Yes. The point should be taken back because she's not Legendary Realness. And
oh,
fair.
Well, the judges gave her 10.
I think it was
so.
Very late. And Paulina ain't giving my her point. She is tired. Fuck Paulina.
Oh.
Hello.
Ooh.
I'm here for this shit.
Are you here for the shit tonight?
The Miss Rahe is owed him a point because Lola is not Legendary Realness. Hello.
If you was really here for the shit, you'll be calling in your real voice if you was really here for the shit. But you're not here for the shit.
Well,
that's I'm going
to tell
you
this. Miss
Rahe
needs to get that fucking point up because Lola ain't no goddamn Legendary Realness. Now put me on hold.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Press one and take your hat down. Okay, I see you girls out early, honey, okay? I see you girls out early, honey, okay? Hold on, who is this, honey? Okay. Well, Jason, tell us about Miami.
Well, it was my second time in Miami. The first time was for Andre's Invasion of the Sunshine State Ball. So it wasn't much it really wasn't that much different than the first time that I was there as far as doing shit and all that kind of stuff. The ball, we just going to go straight into the ball because I am not about to have this conversation. We're going to have this conversation about what I did in Florida again tomorrow on my show. So we're just going to go straight into the ball. It was good. It was a nice crowd participation. Unfortunately, Marlon needs to call in because I had to leave because I had a 4 o'clock flight. I mean, a 6 o'clock flight, so I was not there for the second half after Grand March. We had to leave to go back to get our stuff so that we could get to the airport, so I wasn't there for the second half. So, Marlon, because I know you're listening, you need to call in so you can address the second half. First half started off good. The only thing that I really have – it's not really negative, but it's just a thing as a judge. I really wish that when contestants are done, they stand the fuck still. Because, and sometimes the commentators, I think, do that and push them together so that they can cheat votes in the direction that they want them to go. Because twice, I know who I voted for. And it didn't go to them, but then they had to recount it or whatever, and it went to the person that I gave it to. So I really wish that you all would stand the fuck still when the votes are being counted. Congratulations goes out to the House of Mizrahi on winning the $3,000. Congratulations to my house on all your wins. Unfortunately, I don't know a lot of your names. So congratulations to my house on the wins that you did get. Congratulations to my child for winning Big Boy's performance. You turned that the fuck out. I really had a good time. It was good seeing some people that I've talked to, and I don't really get to see that often in Florida. I will go back to Florida. I will go back to Florida so that I can actually hang out. Because I didn't get to go to the beach. I didn't get to do anything like that. I really didn't have anything negative to say. I mean, the tables was nice. The setup was all right. I would have preferred it started when it was supposed to start, but there were some minor hiccups in the beginning with the start time and the LSS. But once it started going, it really wasn't any – it was smooth sailing as far as I was concerned. That's one of the best balls. That's one of the better balls that I've gone to in the last couple of years. Congratulations to Charlie on getting your legendary status for Schoolboy Realness. I don't know. Just ask me questions.
Hold on. We got a Florida caller. 954-702, you're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays. Are you here for the shit or are you just here?
Hi, everybody. This is T-Boy. I'm just waiting for people to start talking before I respond to anything.
This is who?
It's T-Boy.
Oh, yeah. What are you calling it for? What is your function?
Hey,
what?
What do you want to lie for? This wasn't your fuck shit.
Because the people already did. I got a whole bunch of screenshots and I'm just listening.
Oh.
Why wasn't you in Miami, Kelly?
Excuse me?
Why wasn't you in Miami?
I wasn't in Miami because it wasn't feasible for me to be in Miami.
Okay.
Any
other questions that you may have?
No, I'll see you soon.
Honey, okay, well, T-Boy, we're going to put you back on hold, honey. I waited for Cash. I text Cash, so I'm trying to get Cash to come up on the show and tell us about the ball.
All right, go ahead. Yeah,
okay.
And I have Danny on, and I have Danny on standby if anybody wants to question Charlie's demons. So.
Okay, well, let's get Danny on the phone. He was one of the promoters as well, so you can talk about the ball.
Hold on.
Get Danny up here on this phone, honey. I waited for Cash to text me back. Hold on, honey.
Kelly, where's Marcus?
I don't know where Marcus is at, honey. Okay, 347-309, you're back on the air.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes?
Why would you even talk that boy? How dare you? He told her off. What happened?
You said what?
Jasmine talked
to
me always.
We can't hear you. We can barely hear you when you got those nuts in your mouth and you're trying to talk like that, bitch. If you was a real bitch and you was really here for the shit, you would talk with your voice and wouldn't give a fuck what a bitch think or say.
Well, I'm sorry. I was just eating a bologna sandwiches from the table at the bar in Miami. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Are you still eating them sandwiches? Oh, my God. You're going to get sick.
I'm back. So, Jasmine chopped the boy. She voted for Paulina for always. And that boy went off on her. Why he go off on her?
Well, that boy that went off on her, his name is Day-Day Love Asia. And I'm sure you are listening, Day-Day, so I'm not going to defend you, so you can press 1 and defend yourself.
Wait, but I was trying to figure out what he said to her. What did he say?
He said, excuse me, how dare you?
Oh, no. But they didn't call it because I wanted to know what was going on. All right, put me on hold.
Take your hand down. Yeah, the girls are trying to be here for the shit tonight, but the girls ain't acting like they really here for the shit. Okay. Bitch, if y'all want to be here for the shit, bitch, be here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. Get to the nitty gritty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Y'all bitches be acting like y'all scared, honey, okay? Let me tell you something, honey, okay? When I tell you, I got a shout out to Maya, honey, okay? If y'all seen that motherfucking, that clip going around of Tamaya, Miss Tamaya gave me motherfucking, she gave me Ashley, Miss Thang, in that clip, Miss Thang. Her facial expressions and her looks and everything in that clip, bitch, when she was sitting up on that judge's panel, bitch. It gave me straight Ashley, honey, okay? Bitch, she wasn't in for the shot. Okay? I know your voice too, T-Boy, honey, okay? Yeah, the girls acting like they're scared to talk about Miami, honey.
I mean, it's nothing, right? Because it's nothing really negative. Nothing. It's nothing negative. I can say that it's nothing negative.
I want to congratulate my house and my children for once again winning the house with the most trophies or points, honey, okay? The number one house in ballroom with the most at a house win is the iconic house of Mizrahi. So congratulations to the house of Mizrahi on your win once again for the house with the most points. Welcome to the show, my brother from... Welcome to the show, my brother from another mother, honey. The up-and-coming legendary ball promoter himself, 13 Reasons, July 13th, in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's Marcus Escorta, baby.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, brother.
I fell asleep just that quick.
Okay.
I fell asleep just that quick. I was on the phone with Jason earlier, and then it's like, oh, let me take a shower and get, let's see. What I miss?
Nothing.
We just sitting up here. I'm trying to get Jason to get Danny on the phone so we can find out what happened. I'm trying to get Cash on the phone so we can, hear about everything that went down at the ball and stuff and shit, and get the shit on the, and shit.
Oh, get on the good foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we can get on the good foot. Don't forget June 8th here in New York City. It's the Big, the Bold, the Beautiful Ball Part 2, hosted by myself and my sister MC Deborah. It is going down, bitch, okay? Baby, tables are still on sale. We have 2 tables left for you girls out there that has not purchased your tables yet, bitch, because you don't want to be standing around, bitch, and y'all already know how I get, bitch, okay? There won't be no crowding on my runway. Y'all know I'd motherfucking knock bitches down, maul them over, whatever y'all want to say, bitch. When it comes to my runway, bitch, my runway must stay clear, bitch. So get your VI premium seating, bitch, right now, bitch. Don't you die, honey. All categories are cash. The coins are coming in. The bag is being secured. Okay? The coins are in. Honey, okay? Then we got a caller, 313-646. You're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays. Are you here for the shit or are you just here? Okay, you're gone. I'm not here for the shit. Honey, no one's mad at you. Okay.
So we just said the Mizrahi's won. We didn't know the winners from the ball.
You said what? Well, I'm trying to get the information. I said congratulations to Lola on her 3 wins. I gotta say congratulations to Michelle Mizrahi on her 2 wins, bitch, girl, honey. I gotta say congratulations to the father down here in Florida on his wins and happy belated birthday because his birthday was on Friday night, honey. Xavier, honey, his birthday was on Friday night. Congratulations to Kiki Mizrahi all the way from motherfucking the West Coast on his wins, bitch. I can only give y'all so much, mistake. I don't know everything.
But you knew that I was in Florida being a slut.
Yeah, I knew you was in Florida being a slut, mistake girl, because I got a star by your name. You're a favorite, bitch, so everything you post comes to the top of my page. You walk into the Maya, as soon as y'all post something, it comes to the top of my page. So I know when y'all out there thotsing around.
Okay, Danny's not answering right now, so I left a message.
Yes, sis. Okay, Bob. I'm bobbing it, honey. Yes. Well, I don't know where Cash is at, honey, okay? Baby, hold on. Let me see. Because I text him, honey. Hold on. Let me see. Let me call him.
T-Boy, Sierra, somebody from Florida call in.
T-Boy was just on the phone.
On the line.
T-Boy was on the phone.
What happened? Told y'all I was
He's waiting for the negative Nancy.
Well, who was the negative Nancy?
I don't know. But that's...
Hello? What are you doing? Okay, I'm about to text you the number for you to call into the show to talk about your ball. Okay, he was laying down. I'm about to text him the number right now for him to call into the show. For him to talk about his ball, honey. T-Boy's waiting for the girls that's ready to clap. You know,
okay, and Danny's calling in as well.
And Danny's calling in right now. You know, T-Boy's the pit bull of Florida, mistake. So she's waiting for the girls that's ready to leave Florida so she can attack them, mistake. You know, that's how T-Boy is after every Florida function. Hold on, we got a caller. 954-557. You're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays. Are you here for the shit or are you just here?
That is
what
the
up, what
icon,
up, what
Danny
up, everybody.
Ebony.
Hey,
hi, Danny.
What's going on, everybody?
What's the tea?
Hey,
give me 1 second, guys. I'm in between ordering dinner and stuff like that, but I wanted to call in.
Yes, so we can hear about this fabulous function, honey, okay?
Yes, give me one second.
It looked at beat to me, honey. I'm mad. I couldn't make it, honey. I think I might have to come to Florida for T-Boy's ball. Oh, no, I can't make it that day. That's my family reunion. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
Honey, everybody, welcome to the air. The legendary Butch Queen Face Extraordinaire, Cassius Rahi, is live on the airwaves with us, honey, along with the icon Danny Ebony, honey. What's going on, Cash?
Hey, how are you?
What's going on? Well, Danny's ordering some food right now, so we have Danny and Cash on. They are the ball promoters for the pop-up ball every year in Miami, Florida. So, Cash, can you tell us about the ball and some of the winners and things that happened this weekend in Florida?
Well, we had a really good, successful ball, the pop ball, which was held the Gay Pride, South Beach Gay Pride weekend. We had two other promoters along with the ball, which is the icon, Angel Yamamoto, and also Milan, who's the starter of the pop ball. The house with the most points, shout out to the house of Miss Rahi. We came together and basically won the $3,000. One of the grand prizes, the $1,000, went to Jarrell Milan's face team. And we had a pretty good ball. And if I'm correct, I believe the house of Milan was right behind us. And the house of
La Beja
was like right behind them, so it was pretty close. But the house of Miss Rahi, we basically killed the second half and won most of the major points. Lola was a big hit too. She had won a few categories, and same thing as Michelle, Miss Rahi had won a few categories, and we have a list of a bunch of
Well, y'all know I'm always here. You know, it's Petty Mondays, bitch, and I'm always here for the motherfucking shit, okay? And I'm here to start my shit, bitch, okay? I don't know who the fuck was on the motherfucking judges panel, mistake, bitch, okay? They must need some glasses or something, mistake. How the fuck y'all let Mahario wear drag's realness over my daughter, Michelle, mistake, girl, for real? Do y'all see Mahario, mistake? I'm just saying. You know, it's Petty Mondays. I'm here for the shit. I don't know how the fuck y'all let me harm y'all with drag's realness over Michelle. I don't understand. The judges needed some glasses or something? I'm just saying.
I mean, it was done. It was also by one vote, which Mahari.
Yeah, it shouldn't even been a tie. I'm just saying. It's been a long time since I knocked over Aria's door.
Who chopped the House of Lords production for the HIV prevention campaign?
I'm sorry?
who chopped the House of Lords? Who chopped that production?
From what I understand, there was a couple of chops for that production. I guess they, because I was asking questions, I heard that they chopped them because the lip sync wasn't on point. I also heard that there was a ballroom element that was missing, because of course I wanted to find out, because that was an important category for the function, and you know, we had a lot of people that were really interested in that category. So,
right, if I'm correct, I think Bryce Blonick was the one who chopped it. It might have been multiple people, but yeah, they said like something like the lip sync wasn't exactly correct, and it wasn't like exactly like coordinated together. The message was like a good message, but I think the actual production of putting it together is what was like kind of like missing. Like you said, it was a bit off.
I got that. Okay, so I saw that there probably were some flaws in it, but no shade. The category right before that was $1,000 team fade, and they laid an air mattress on the floor, and they got $1,000. But the category that wasn't for cash, that was just for 5 points. Judges, y'all got to be consistent. That's all I'm gonna say. They thought it was true.
I mean,
but shout out to the House of Lords.
Ooh, who laid
the
air mattress on the floor? Is that why my girlfriend told me she had to throw her furniture away when she got home to nigga? She had bed bugs.
What?
Oh, Miss that girl. The girls are bringing bed bugs into the ball.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
We're going to start a GoFundMe for Jason. New living room set.
You ain't going to start no GoFundMe for nothing for me. I got a living room set.
Miss but you just brought those bed bugs home from that air mattress.
First of all, I don't sleep on air mattresses. I'm above it.
Bitch, no. Listen, let me tell you something. I am so glad that everybody had a great time in Florida. From all the posts that I've seen and all the comments and all the videos and the live, everybody had a wonderful time. The only few things that I've seen that the girls had problems with this thing is some of these judges, and they screwed up face this thing, and they said something about somebody was switching votes, mistake, bitch. But I don't know who was switching votes, mistake, because I ain't at, and it ain't none of my business.
Jason,
well,
I mean,
switching votes.
I saw that said once, and I believe that was in the battle with, if I'm correct, between Maharia and Michelle. I know that there was a recount, but I do know that people said that like some of the votes was like changed or something. But I mean, for the most part, from what I got, everybody had a great time at all the events that happened over the weekend. From the parade, the beach, I had a bus party. I had a party last night, and all the events went pretty good. It was actually a very festive weekend for Miami.
Yeah, I was honestly, guys, I was really, really happy because, you know, I haven't, for all you guys that know, I haven't been involved in a function for almost close to 7 years. And I was really excited to jump on board with the pop function, and being that it's going on its 10th year anniversary. So I was really excited to have, you know, people like Andre in the building, you know, father from New York for Ebony, Andre Mizrahi, Alberni and Rocca, Tommy. Like, I had a lot of close friends that came and, you know, supported me. So I'm really happy, and I thank everybody for really supporting us for the pop function, but also the fact that everybody had a lot of fun. People had a good time.
Yeah.
People really enjoyed themselves this weekend. So that was what we wanted, because it was Pride weekend. We really wanted everybody to come out and enjoy themselves. You know, that's why we did the ball on Friday, because, you know, there was a lot of question whether or not we would do the ball on Saturday. And it was beneficial to do the ball on Friday so that everybody could have Saturday and Sunday to enjoy themselves at the parties and at the parade.
I know that's right. Okay. I'm glad everybody had a good time, baby, okay, bitch? Because, you know, it's hard out here throwing a function and putting a function together, honey, okay? Did they do T-Boy yet?
Did they what?
Did they team T-Boy yet?
Who?
Oh.
Why you at my child?
You said
why?
Why
you at her like that? Why you at her like
who?
That?
I thought I heard
why
that T-Boy got deep this weekend, girl. Oh, well, you know, I'm going through
they
all age, honey, and
them.
All of that stuff. I thought I heard T-Boy got deep this weekend.
No, the only two people that got deep this weekend were were Cash that, you know, I want to congratulate him on his deeming. I'm really excited that he got his legendary status, and it was a unanimous vote, and everybody was really excited about that. And also about Charlie.
Surprised.
I was
okay,
really
well, I'm gonna have to put T-Boy name up for vote, so the girls can vote for T-Boy, so they can deny her.
No, but T-Boy got
he got an award for right, for his contributions to the community and for supporting Pride Lines and everything that he does with the community in Florida. He does an amazing
word.
Job.
Congratulations, T-Boy. Congratulations on your award. At least they recognize you for something, T-Boy, okay? I thought it was his legendary status when I seen the award on his thing. I thought they deemed a legend mistake. I was about to say, damn, the girls are really smoking down there in Florida.
No, that's not what it was. But yeah, we just awarded him. He does a lot of awareness. He does a lot for like the community as far as like awareness, throwing tiki walls, doing a lot of like community work for all those people and the agencies and everything. So definitely.
Okay. Well, I'm glad everybody had a good time. I'm glad all Cash was given out. I want to say congratulations to the House of Milan for coming in second place. Also want to say congratulations to the House of La Beja for coming to third place, honey. And the La Beja has definitely been on a worldwide tour, honey. But congratulations to all of you, honey. But congratulations to my iconic house on y'all once again win on another house with the most points and trophies. Okay, the house, the iconic house of Miss Rock, the number one house in ballroom with the most as the house, as trophies, points, win in ballroom goes to the house of Miss Rock.
Okay.
And I thank you.
So, Kelly, what are y'all doing with the $3,000? That's a lot of money.
The girls got they spread the coins, honey. The girls got their coins.
Yeah, we got it.
We don't want
the girls got the function, Marcus.
We don't want no Facebook posts with no TikToks and stuff.
I wasn't at the balls. The girls got they split.
Okay.
You wanna buy your Strident, honey? Don't start your shit.
You said it was petty.
I
thought
you got shit tonight.
Oh, okay.
But I want
to thank you for calling in and
telling us about their ball and stuff. I want to thank y'all for definitely calling in, and congratulations to y'all on another successful pop-up ball in Miami.
Thank you. We really appreciate all the support that the community gave us and everybody that came in from out of town and all the locals that supported us. I mean, it was a great time. It was a great time.
Yeah, it was a really good weekend.
Okay, here go this 347 caller again. Come on with your fake voice. Come on.
I want to know, do anybody know any information about the big fight in Atlanta with all the queens?
Girl, we don't know nothing about that, girl. Why you ain't do your research and send it to us?
Oh, I was... Hold on.
Exactly. Okay, we're going to put her back on hoe, honey, okay? Bitch. Yes. But congratulations to everyone that won all of their categories, honey, okay? And congratulations to the legendary Lola Mizrahi on all your wins down in Florida this weekend, honey, okay?
Definitely. Mother
yes,
definitely came
honey,
to
okay? It's badbitch.com, honey, coming through. Okay, it's yes. I love me some Florida, honey. Okay, so
yeah.
So let me tell y'all what happened to me. Okay, this is what happened to me. Right. So I was asked to come to Florida, but then I wasn't gonna go to Florida. But then I remembered that I had airline credit, baby. I had airline credit, right? So I booked me a ticket to go to motherfucking Florida. I woke up on Thursday, bitch. I woke up on Friday. I pressed my hair out. I got my outfit out and packed my bags and everything. I had 2 hours to I was supposed to leave to go to the airport. So I said, okay, I'm going to lay down and I'm going to take me a motherfucking nap, okay? When I woke back up, bitch, it was motherfucking 11:59, bitch, okay, going on 12 o'clock. I don't sleep. I missed my flight and everything for me to be down to Florida. I was going to come down to Florida and just pop up and surprise everybody, bitch. But I surprised myself, bitch. I fell back to sleep, bitch, and I woke up, bitch, and I was still here in New York, baby. I rolled over, and somebody woke up, and they was like, well, what are you still doing here? You're supposed to be in Florida. I said, child, I overslept, child. I woke up, baby, and I was gagging. I was still in New York, baby, okay? Bitch, I was goofing, honey. I gooped myself, bitch. I thought I'm going to lay down for these 2 hours. I'm going to get up, bitch, and I'm going to call my Uber, bitch, and I'm going to go to the airport, bitch. Baby, a girl gagged. She woke up, honey, bitch. I went on live, bitch, and they was doing the motherfucking ball, bitch, okay, bitch? And I was gagging, bitch. I was still here in motherfucking New York, bitch. I gagged myself.
Yeah, your presence would have definitely... been amazing.
Oh, baby, if I was in Florida, bitch, it would have been some shit, honey. You know,
it would have been some big things.
The beach was popping too, honey. It was a lot going on down there in Florida, honey. Okay, it was a lot going on in Florida, honey. Okay, Miss Jason Bridges, honey, honey, and all her posts, honey. Bitch, I don't know how a bitch gets to Florida, and the same night they get to Florida, bitch, they put up a post that Florida don't owe nothing, bitch. You only been there a couple of hours. How the fuck Florida don't owe you nothing, bitch? You only been there 3 hours, bitch, and you already posting that Florida don't owe you nothing after 3 hours?
Mind your business, girl. Mind your business.
This is a great weekend. No lie, all the fun in the center was great weather. The beach parties was amazing. It was really.
This
is definitely something that's really growing. So, yeah, hopefully we'll be able to make it next year. And hopefully Pop 11 will be great. And hopefully there'll be some good functions and stuff going on that weekend.
Yes, a big thing, honey. A big thing, honey. Okay. It's always amazing.
You guys could also catch, if you guys didn't get to see it, it's on Ballroom Throwback. And we already got some good LSSs out there. The ball's getting some good reviews. So if you didn't see it, get a chance to look at it. I really think that Timaya and Jasmine
are getting us the list of winners for the regional awards ball.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, they're putting up the list exactly together because there was we didn't know some of the names, but there's definitely a list that's gonna be completely filled out and sent out to you.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, shout out to everybody that walked in.
Shout out to everybody. Thank you, Cash and Diddy, for definitely calling in. I know y'all busy and y'all got things y'all gotta do and get back to. I want to thank y'all for definitely calling in.
Danny's all quits. I got a text message.
You're welcome.
About what?
And you were highly missed.
That Danny's at Twist.
Missed.
Oh, yeah, honey. Okay, don't worry. I'll be there next year, bitch. I missed it this time, baby, honey. A bitch was tight. I had just flew back from motherfucking L.A., baby, and a bitch was tired, honey. But don't worry, honey. I'll be there next year, honey, okay?
All right.
Baby. I'll definitely be there, honey. You know, I only come to Florida for a couple of people, baby, okay? Yeah, you already know. Don't worry, honey. T-Boy, I won't be at your ball. I'm sorry, T-Boy. I love messing with T-Boy. I just love me some T-Boy, honey. Okay, hold on. Thank y'all. I'm about to put y'all back on hold. Y'all want to stay and listen to the show, y'all can. I'm about to put y'all back on hold and go to this 347 call and see the shit that they about to start, honey, okay?
Yeah, T-Boy
okay.
Was so 347, nice. 347,
you're back
so
on
nice.
The air, child.
Through,
what's
so.
The good?
I just want to say I had a good time at Local Mizrahi Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Birthday Hotel Party. He got some good pussy, and you can put me back on hold because the kids are carrying me.
You said what?
I went to Local Mizrahi Hotel, and there was a sex, drugs, and rock and roll party. And we had so much fun.
That ain't what you said at first.
Put me on hold.
You ain't about
what
that.
What you said the first? See the bitches changing their votes. Bitches changing their comments. Miss Thing, I see you, bitches. I don't know nothing, Johnson. Johnson, if you got a question that you want to ask to Johnson, call into the radio show, honey, okay? The number is 646-668-8783, honey, okay? You can call in here and ask your question that you want to ask yourself, okay? I'm not here for you, bitch, of shit, okay?
I need to wash my...
No. You said why, Jason?
I need to wash my hair.
Why?
Let's talk about that.
Why you, Jason? Wait, hold on. Wait, hold the fuck on. What hair do you get, bitch? You got a bald head.
Well, clearly you ain't been following my page like you've been following my page.
I thought that was just a wig or something you had on in that picture.
No, sweetie, that's my hair.
Oh, so you got a you got a man unit made?
Whatever, girl.
I thought that was just a picture that you took of, you was playing in one of your aunt's wigs or something.
I don't play in girl clothes.
Oh, so you out here running around with a toupee on your motherfucking head. Give Amaya back
don't
her motherfucking 27. Give Amaya back her 27 piece.
I'm not
ridiculous.
Okay. Red Caligula on fiber. You can lie.
Keep my name out your mouth, sir. Okay.
What happened? I told Jason to give you back your 27 piece.
If you wanted me off me, girl, that's all you had to say, girl. Don't try to goat me into reading you, okay?
Oh my God.
Amaya, when y'all buying y'all table for the Moscow ball? I'm sorry.
When are y'all buying y'all table for the Moscow ball?
Right after it's got to do.
When are the cons getting their table for the big, the bold, and the beautiful?
Well, I thought all your tables were sold.
No, I still have two more tables left.
I'll bring it up. I don't live in New York, but I will have that conversation.
Oh, you don't have any? Yeah, I got two more tables left. Shout out to the House of Mizrahi. Shout out to the House of Prodigy. The House of Amazon. The House of West. The House of Revlon. The House of Balenciaga. The House of Armaine. The House of La Beja on the table purchases for the big, the bold, and the beautiful. Shout out to all of y'all, honey. And shout out to all you other girls that's having functions that's coming up, Miss Thay Girl, that is going to be selling tables, honey. I'm the treasurer. Shout out to all of you. Oh, what happened?
Like who, son?
I already know how Jason weekend was. Marcus, how was your weekend?
Oh, I it was lovely. Had my nephews. They got a little work done for the ball. Little here, little there, did a lot of work.
Yeah, you're definitely, I don't know what it is. Every time I look on Facebook, baby, 13 Reasons is causing a lot of controversy with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Baby, 13 Reasons really got the girls in an uproar.
Yeah.
Marcus, you really want to shake a table.
But that's what we like to do. We like to shake tables. As long as the tables stay on the floor, we like to shake tables.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, definitely make sure the tables stay on the floor. The table's definitely going to be on the motherfucking floor, honey, okay? Bitch, it's going, you know, I'm really gagging that I'm going to be so old next month. Bitch, I'm really yagging.
You
bitch,
old
okay?
Now, girl.
I swear to God, I can't get to my mute button fast enough. I'm about to say next month.
look at it. 51 is just, it's just it's just 51 years seasoned.
Oh shit, girl, you that old? Damn.
So
I thought she was older.
Somebody just inboxed me and asked me a question in my inbox, and so the person that just inboxed me, the question that they just asked me in my inbox, you know, this is the first time y'all ever seen me on live, and I don't have no nails on. So somebody asked me, well, why is my nails not done? My nails is not done for a specific reason. My nails is not done. My nails is not done because I'm going to have surgery tomorrow, so that's why my nails is not done. You can't have nails on when you're going. You can't have nails on when you're going to have surgery. So that's why my nails is not on, because I'm going into surgery tomorrow.
When was you going to tell us you was having some kind of surgery?
Say what?
What kind of surgery are you having?
I'm going, okay, so basically, I'm going in, you know, I'm going in for my first reconstruction part of my breast tomorrow. I'm not going to have implants when y'all see me again, but I'm going in tomorrow for the first portion of my reconstruction surgery. I thought you and Marcus knew this, honey. Amaya knew, honey.
No.
Aya knew because she was reading me when I was in Chicago, telling me, "Oh yeah, bitch, you about to become a woman again."
She didn't tell us nothing.
Yeah, but yeah, tomorrow morning after I get off the show, let me tell y'all something. I'm not staying here past 11 o'clock, maybe tonight, okay? Because after 12 o'clock, I can't eat, bitch. So I'm getting off the show at 11 o'clock, bitch. I'm going to find me something to eat, bitch. And I'm going to chow down and eat on everything that I can eat on, bitch, because I cannot eat after 12 o'clock. So, bitch, I'm going to tear the whole motherfucking house down, bitch, okay? But, yeah, that's why I don't have no nails on, because y'all know I always have my nails done. But I don't have no nails on because of that reason. So, but, yeah, I'm going to fuck it up at 11 o'clock. I'm going to eat everything that ain't motherfucking nailed down in this motherfucking bitch, okay? Yeah. So... besides that, it ain't shit else going on here in the streets, honey. It's a lot of things going on. Hold on, somebody sent me something. Somebody sent me something. Let me see what they sent me. Hold on, somebody. I be getting texts and stuff. Okay. And don't forget, I'm waiting, don't forget that, I'm waiting for, Valalore, excuse me, to hit me back, Johnny, but, hit me back. Where's my shit at? I send it to him. Oh, my God. I gotta get this information, honey. I'm over here. I'm all fucked up in the game, honey.
Which function is
somebody writing in, I think, Chinese on, YouTube. Hi! Hi to everyone over there, honey, and I don't know if that's Chinese or Japanese, but I see y'all. I can't translate what y'all saying, but I see it coming up. Why are y'all so quiet?
What ball you got to announce, Kelly? What ball do you have to announce?
Oh no, I don't know. The flyer, I send it over to Vaughn. I was talking about Juneteenth, the party that Dallas Southern Pride is having, hosted by T.S. Madison down in Dallas Southern Pride.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going down to Dallas Southern Pride, bitch. Make sure you in the motherfucking building. Make sure you here for the shit. Y'all know I'm always here for the motherfucking shit. When it comes to Dallas Southern Pride, honey, and shouts out to Kurt Myers down there and in Dallas and all the kids down in Dallas. It's always a situation in Dallas, bitch. Make sure you in the motherfucking building, bitch, okay? Yeah. I don't know what they say, honey. I think that's your daughter, Kobe. That ain't Kobe. Okay. No, it's not. So what's the tea with y'all?
What's the tea?
I'm just looking at real estate. I think I'm going to move to Florida.
Bitch, we went through this. We went through this last year, baby, okay? We're not doing this again. No place, baby, okay? We went through this last year with you thinking you was going to move to Atlanta or North Carolina.
Oh,
we
no,
ain't
I,
doing this again.
Oh, I ain't never moving to, hell no, I ain't never moving to Atlanta. No, ma'am.
Okay, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. We're not doing this again, Jason. Okay. Every time you get sucked right or you get licked right, baby, you ready to move, bitch. You're not moving to Florida.
But I want to be sister husband.
Sister husband with who?
With the people in Florida.
Oh, you found you a couple like that in Florida?
Oh, that's for the after show.
Oh yeah, well,
damn! You found a couple in Kentucky. You found a old wise tale in Charlotte, and you fell in love with Atlanta, and now you want found a couple in Vandy. You's a hoe.
Well, he learned from watching you. You left out
Kentucky. Don't forget about Kentucky.
No, I said Kentucky. That was the first place I said. The couple in Kentucky, you want to ruin somebody's relationship, you old homewrecker.
Oh, God.
You old nasty gutter snipe.
Florida was the only place that had a ball?
It looks that way.
Yes, it was. It was a Kiki ball a few places, but that was it.
Okay.
Yes. Well, we'll have a lot more to talk about this weekend. I mean, next week after this weekend.
Yeah, well, we definitely will have a lot more to talk about. Next weekend. So we're not going to sit here and play like we got something that we're going to talk about, honey, okay? We're going to see y'all back here tomorrow night, honey, on Juicing with the Jays, where Jason will definitely tell y'all how she was a Fatiana all through the streets of Florida, honey, okay? Bitch, we're going to be back here on Wednesday nights, honey, with the Butch Queen Hour, honey, bitch, with the legendary Little James West, the legendary Dante Balenciaga, the legendary Marlon Mizrahi, and the legendary Lawrence Garcon will be here on Wednesday night for the Butch Queen Hour. I want to thank my co-host Marcus and Amaya and Jason for calling in tonight. This was another installment of Petty Mondays, bitch, honey. We was here for the shit, and we out. Good night. And I thank you.